First and foremost, shout out to Set, that's BLF. Shout out my GNC niggas, man. Shout out that boy South P and Foul Moms for doing their thing on this shit. You know what I mean? No. But you already know, man, I gotta come with that Carolina swag, man, and put a little magic on the track. You understand what I mean? No. Hit me up on that YouTube.com/straightguap. Yeah. They're amazed at the brilliance that I hold in my head. So when I drop, they shot like I was shot and I rose from the dead. I'm nice, not like I'ma let you hold bread, but nice like when I write. Niggas hold their head, I'm in the sewer, writing on all these sheets. I'm like Tupac, writing till I fall asleep. I sold that Tupac when my fam needed to eat. I'm like New Lot, we keep a gangster in these streets. Be a left in a hood near you like a pawn shop. I'm hot more than what it takes to make the corn pop. I won't stop till I'm on top, boy. Classic when I drop, like Wayne with the hot boys. She pulling on my jeans to give her a touch. She said when we made contact, I gave her a rush. So I pulled her on the stage and made her shine for a minute. She'll never forget it, even when the party finished. I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah. Bags of wealth, so we hustle day and night like sleep is bad for our health. Nobody gonna give it to us, fuck a handout. So we got drugs in our plan with our hand out. We raise our hands just to stand out. You want more grams and in the pants? Well, damn, let me jam to the stash house. I'm looking at the news just to see the signs. About to see a revolution through the fucking blinds. Kill a motherfucker if he fucking with mine. Like Steve-O with the blow, they loving my lines. My eyes on the clock, cause I find that this money on the minute, so my mind is on the time. I'm blowing on that lime, got bars like I'm trying to push a little iron. I'm who the people eyeing, yeah. They never seen a star this close. Audio coat, they never heard bars this dope. I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid.
It's your boy Cat Daddy. We live on the air. You already know what it is. Hey Sierra, bro, what it do?
What it do, Cat Daddy?
Not much. Hey, you got a call line already to 251. What it do? You live on the air with your boy Cat Daddy and Sierra, bro.
Black Boy Black Magic. Black City Records, you know we doing, holding this thing down.
Luke
Cat Daddy, my number
What's going on?
Motherfucking DJ Casper all day.
For sure, Casper ain't on here tonight.
I know that, right, but you know how we do it.
For sure, man.
Representing, and you know how we do it, representing Mobile, Pritchard, Alabama, holding it down for Cat Daddy with this, you know what I'm saying, live. Next level, you know what I'm saying? Moving on to the next one, you know, you can pull me up on SoundCloud, you can pull me up on YouTube, you know, you can pull me up on Coast to Coast Mixtape, you know.
Okay, for sure.
Rocking with Cat Daddy and DJ Kevin for a minute now.
Yeah, you have, man. Hey, go ahead. Make sure you get send me something to my email too, man, anytime, Larry.Marshall508@yahoo.com, man.
Okay, then I got the 10-4. We're going to upload this new mixtape that's coming out. I ain't going to put the dates on it yet, but it's on the way. It's in the making.
Okay.
Everybody, I see y'all on y'all grind, so we just going to keep this thing moving. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, man. Appreciate the fuck up, man.
I'm like one of the, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the studio right now, you know what I'm saying, putting it together. So y'all just check back with us at Black City Records, you know what I'm saying? Black Boy Black Magic, CEO.ENT, YouTube, Twitter at The Real Black Boy. You know what I'm saying? Pull us up, see what it do.
For sure.
All right. Salute to my dog, Cat Daddy with Dick. Y'all tune in. Let us know.
All right.
All right, DJ Cat Daddy.
Damn,
I want to feel like him. He turned up.
Yeah, turned up. They in the studio. Shouts out to Black Boy, Black Magic, though. They got, they doing it big in Alabama. They got mobile. They down in Alabama turning it off. So shouts
okay.
out to him. You already know what it is. But it's your boy, Cat Daddy, with my Ariel, the Sonic co-host right here, Sierra Brown. What it do?
What's going on? Y'all ready for tonight? Y'all ready to turn up?
Ready to turn off.
I know you ready, Cat Daddy.
You know I'm ready. I got two fire artists is coming through too. I got one cat out of New York, Millie Warbucks, and he doing his thing up down in New York City. Then I got another cat, he done been on tracks with T-Song, Jay Hill, Carl Thomas, Flo Rida, Jagged Edge, Drew Hill, and the list go on. T Dash, so he gonna come through him and chop it
okay.
up. Yeah, he doing big things. He got his own little radio station too, so he getting ready to come on here, do his thing. So you know we gonna turn it up.
Yeah, y'all. So y'all need to make sure y'all networking, write down these names, tune in, promote, network, and support. That's how you get down, make the next dollar, network. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got big people coming through tonight, so make sure y'all write down these people's names and, you know, let's make it do what it do.
Just make it do what it do. You already know what it is. Yeah, what's going on your end? What's going on with your end?
Yeah, Daddy, we got the CIAA popping off, you know,
yeah.
This week right here, starting Thursday up to Sunday, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we got a lot of celebrities coming through, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of local celebrities that, you know, doing their thing, making sure they showcasing, you know what I'm saying? Especially shout out to Tyre Stacks. He got a lot of shows going on. Hitmaker Group, y'all be doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all come out to Charlotte this whole week and turn up, you know what I'm saying? Network at the same time, but have a good time.
For sure, for sure. I'll be in the city. I'll probably hit the city off by Friday and Saturday, so you already know what it is.
Yeah, you know. So, y'all, make sure I'm ready, Cat Daddy, you know what I'm saying? But make sure y'all, when y'all come to the city, don't come spend all your money. Don't spend all your tax money up in Charlotte. Don't do it.
Hey, that's how it go down, though.
Because I swear, the people already in the store talking about they got their tax money shopping, spending up money for CIAA. It's not that serious. But
no.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Have a good time, though.
Ain't that serious. They don't blow all your tax check, and then you be back
okay.
at school. They be back at square one.
Spend all the church money. You can't mess up the church money now.
Yeah, you can't do that. You better go through.
So you coming up here Thursday or Friday, Cat Daddy? Where you partying at?
Friday. I don't even know yet. Hey.
You don't know?
Hey,
I'm
yeah.
trying to hit up Young Jeezy. I'm trying to help his party at Fifth Element. You know, so I'm trying to go out there. I'm not hitting up too many spots, but I'm trying to hit up a couple spots. I might go see my boy Juvenile Saturday at VIP. They got a lot of stuff going on at VIP on Mama Road, so make sure y'all check that out too. They got a lot of stuff going on out there.
For sure, so y'all need to hit the Queen City up. It's gonna be going down. That's
yeah.
right. We about to turn this up. About to get right back to you. This Jim Star right here. What it do, Jim Star? Let's get it.
But I'm like, roll up. That sour getting rolled up. My homies on that lean promethazine and Sprite. Pull up. You know what? It's our gang, known for rap trap, staying flying, doing our thing. It's for all my real niggas. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. This for all my bad bitches. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. This for all my haters who see me, gang wop right now. See me, gang wop right now. See me, gang wop right now. This for all my fly niggas. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. Right now, this for all my street niggas out here moving that pack.
Okay.
Hit the strip club, make it rain, and the next day make it back.
Make it rain.
My G niggas, no rat.
No,
got pills, weed, and crack.
What?
Got sucker niggas out the salty because we got that sack. It's our gang, we trap.
Uh-huh.
Rob niggas a rap.
What?
Fuck your wife, be turn a hoe. We'll never hit
oh,
her back. Real niggas to stay one.
Nah.
You pussy niggas won't take
nah,
nothing.
Not
you broke hoes, be lace front.
Oh,
and
on,
I'm out here just straight sucking. Flexing on his fuck. Niggas styling on his hoes. His wings off, horseshoe, prints
what
all on my clothes. Robins off some trueies, diamonds off some rubies.
Okay.
Surround the chain, you know the gang. We get money and fuck rubies.
What?
Like, hold up, that sour getting rolled up. My homies on that lean promethazine and Sprite. Pull up. You know what? It's our gang, known for rap trap, staying flying, doing our thing. This for all my real niggas. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. This for all my bad bitches. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. This for all my haters who see me, gang wop right now. See me, gang wop right now. See me, gang wop right now. This for all my fly niggas. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang.
High
sodium intake. These niggas getting salty because they see me in that white CLS with they shorty. She in here acting naughty. I'm getting hip and she dick licking. I'm feeling like Damon J. On that white yacht, his dick pimping. Fuck niggas gon' hate. Fuck niggas gon' hate. But I'm already out there tax bracket, so fuck niggas too late. Getting guap, I'm paid. I'm shining, they throw shade. I'm sipping rose while they broke ass home drinking Kool Aid. 7:30, my team. We get money and stay clean. I already got a Benz and Lex. I'm whipping up that beam. Ride around that FEMA in case they face crease.
Oh, yeah,
and I have to start your nigga like the cleaner did my jeans. Hold up, that sour getting rolled up. My homies on that lean promethazine and Sprite. Pull up. You know what? It's our gang, known for rap trap, staying flying, doing our thing. This for all my real niggas. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. This for all my bad bitches. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. This for all my haters who see me, gang wop right now. See me, gang wop right now. See me, gang wop right now. This for all my fly niggas. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang wop right now. Out here, gang. Drop right now.
What it do? Right back on the air. Hey.
Yeah. What's up? What up?
What it do? Shouts out to Millstone. Hey, that's that grout joint. Hey, no. Like we were saying, don't go out there this weekend spending all y'all on tax money.
Oh, nah, we can't do it like that.
Hey,
there's a lot of people out here already started, but they're going to go broke.
Yeah, they're going to go
ain't
broke.
Ain't paying nobody bills. Ain't paying nobody bills. I want a ball to see out the way. It don't make no sense.
Yeah, and then come back looking at TV singing that sad old song. Hey.
They ain't going to be looking at TV. They're going to be sitting in the dark.
That's what it's going to be. You know, that's what it is. Hey, talk about they got that to eat on the table. Hey, don't go down.
Okay.
Up your money. Hey, what it do, T-Tay? What it do?
Oh, I know he ain't quiet. What's up? What's up?
Boom. Come wait. Let him get in my call queue. Press 1 to get him a call queue. I think that was him. I just got a call from his manager, so I know he's about to show up real soon. But yeah, it's about to go down tonight. Hey, you live on the air with Cat Daddy Hey, Sierra Brown, my co-host, every Sunday, every other Sunday, live on the Underground Talk Radio. Cat Daddy shit. You
know, yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do. Hey, as we wait, try this.
Okay,
one more time, because I know I got two guys coming in here. What it do? I'm going to go to the joint. You got your radio on over there? Okay.
Huh?
Here you go. You got your radio on over there? What it do?
I got it.
What it do?
Hello?
What's up, T-Dash?
Hey, what's going on, homie?
Nothing much. I thought this other one was you, man. How's it going, man?
Hey, thank God. I can't complain. Blessed.
The show, man. Welcome to the Carolinas, man.
Yeah. I need to come down there and see what it's like face-to-face.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. We got to get you down here. Real talk.
Definitely.
Hey,
How's everything going for the show? How y'all rocking out?
Hey, no.
We lovely.
Good. Yeah. It's going good. It's going real good. It's working.
You sound a little tired, man.
Oh,
money
yeah.
Don't sleep.
Hey, it was a long night last night.
Yeah, I dig it. Me too. Y'all get some Red Bull in your life.
Yeah, that one on
day. Oh, that's the best friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm drinking on right now, Red Bull. Hey, before we get started, T-Dash, man, go ahead, put that contact information on out there for the people.
All right, well, yeah, first off, if anybody want to get in touch with me, you could hit me up on Twitter at T-MM, that's T-D-A-S-H-M-A-N. I mean, I'm talking about M-A-N. That's my name, Toshman. I'm fine. C-Dash Major Moves. T-D-A-S-H-M-M. But, yeah, also hit me up on Instagram, T-_Major Moves. For all booking, you can email me at ToshmanPowell@gmail. That's TOSHMANPOWELL@gmail. And, yeah, just YouTube me. I'm T-TV. Or my comedy team, Etch a Sketch Comedy Team. I mean, we out there.
Okay, for sure. Hey, you sound like you a little tired yourself. You sitting over there spelling your name for your contact information.
I know, right? now you gonna put me out there, nah.
That's what we do on the radio.
That's what we do on the radio.
I dig it.
Hey, what you got going on, man?
Well, I mean, I'm a busy man, so I stay moving. I've been doing a lot of writing, trying to get a few placements. But as far as myself, I host a lot of events back home, upstate New York. So I host a lot of entertainment events. I'm a youth advisor. I teach dance. I've been doing that for the last 7 years. Hip hop dance. I have an after school program where I basically use hip hop dance and art as a vehicle to keep the kids off the streets and keep them busy doing something positive and productive. And I just, I incorporate my music and other artists' music, and I create dance moves and keep the kids doing something positive without having to be on the streets after school where all of the drama is going down. I just recently released my album, Changes, that's available on iTunes. That's 12 tracks. Most of the stuff is produced by my boy Zeke. I got super producer Willie Styles from Atlanta. He got two tracks on there. I got a big boy producer Midnight. He actually recorded the whole album with Midnight. And he got some plugs in the industry as well, and some placements with a few big people. But yeah, that's Changes. I could get that on iTunes right now. Just search Toshman Powell or search Changes. My comedy team, Etch a Sketch Comedy. We out here going real hard right now, making people laugh, you know, bringing laughter to everybody's city. You know, that's the best medicine in the world.
Yeah.
So,
it is.
We go
from city to city, and we do different improv comedy, We do sketch comedy where we actually write up scenes. Like, I'll put it out there as this. We are the new In Living Color, basically. Like, everything that you would see on In Living Color, the team, the diversity, the skits, the stand-up comedy, the improv comedy, we got all of that in one. It's a team full of dancers, singers, artists, poets, writers, and we just get on that stage and bring the funny.
Okay, for
besides
sure.
Besides that, between from Major Moves dancing to my entertainment, music, at the sketch comedy, I also do photography and video work that I've just been getting into for the past year. I started a company by the name of Creative Energy Media. Bought a few nice cameras and got my team together, my little brother, Kayshawn, my older brother, Jay Styles, my family, Power Boys. We just invested in each other and said we would, you know, just use entertainment to the fullest. Instead of just being an artist or just being a writer, it's like we're gonna hit every avenue that we can. So right now I'm tied up between dance, media, comedy, and music.
Okay, so you got your hands everywhere.
Yeah,
right.
Anywhere, man. I look at it like this: if I can't get in there one way, I'm gonna get in there another way. You know
okay.
I mean? Like, music. I
always
music
have a backup plan.
Definitely, music is my passion, and you know, I grew up around a musical family, the Powell Singers, you know. So as a kid, I was always in the rehearsals. I was always at church. I was always around the music. So once I got a chance to make it myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to do the music, but I'm gonna dig deeper into it. So, you know, I might not go as far as I want to go as a singer, but you're going to be like, wow, that boy could dance.
Yeah.
I might not go as far as I want to go as a dancer, but they'd be like, wow, that boy funny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, my thing is, you put me on that stage, I'm going to find a way to get in your pocket.
For sure, yeah. That's what it's about, hey, getting in your pocket, entertaining.
Yeah.
For sure. So now, what's your plans? What kind of plans you got for it?
Well, really, what I would love to do is I want to get to a position where I can be comfortable doing the things that I love. It's not about I'm not really for the fortune and the fame. Don't get me wrong. Everybody would love to be famous, but like my goal is to get myself to a position where the things that I love to do is paying for the way I would like to live. So if I could travel, do comedy, and do my dance program in different schools, reaching out to the community all over the world, and just do the things I love and make a living from it, then I'd be happy. You know, take care of my family, put my family in a position where they don't have to want for anything by using my talents, my blessings. So that's all my goal is to work hard and put myself in a position where my talent can provide for my family.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't mind writing for other artists, industry artists. I wouldn't mind being in a show. I love acting. I love being on stage. Entertainment is my passion. So it's like I have so many things that I would like to do. Like the plan is just so big. Like, I just want to put everything into myself, so at the end of the day, I'll be in a position where I'm doing something I love. The main thing I don't want to do is have to work a job where I'm going to work like, oh man, I gotta go to this job, you know what I mean? So that's
yeah,
why I do what I do. That's why I started the Major Moves thing, because the last thing I wanted to do was have to work a job I didn't want, that I wasn't happy with. So my goal is to make it somewhere and be happy doing what I love.
That's real talk, because there's a whole lot of people that wake up every morning, dread, wow, I don't feel like doing this, I don't want to do this. Hey, go, hey, make a change with yourself. That's real talk. You want
exactly.
to do what you, you want to do, what you want to do, you got to change.
Definitely. And that's another reason why the album is called Changes. You know, like we go through different changes on a daily basis. And I wanted to touch on a few of those changes that anybody can tap into. I feel like my album can reach that 13-year-old girl, or it can reach that 45-year-old woman. I mean, because it has different changes throughout the whole album. It's something that everybody can relate to. And that's one of the main things I always hear from people who have heard it. It's people come up to me all the time like, man, you got songs on there that, like, really touch my situation that I'm going through right now. Or you got songs on there that I actually been through that exact situation. So when I hear your music, it hits home, you know. So you definitely got to make that change. And, you know, a lot of people sit around and try to wait for it to fall in their lap. Like, man, if you want something to change, you change yourself, and then you go out and make that change in the world. And that's my goal.
Yeah, for sure. That's real talk. I mean, you want to change, and you got to change yourself first, and then you go out there in the world and change. You couldn't say to know better yourself.
Right.
Now, I see when I got your bio, I see you don't work with a whole lot of major artists, so you on your way.
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying, man. I've been in the entertainment thing since I was 10. My first show, I was about 10 years old. And my older cousin Sean Powell, most people know him as the legend Sean P. And, he created a monster. You know, I was 10 years old, knucklehead, getting in trouble. Mom Dukes had me on lockdown, and he would come snatch me up, get me out of the house, take me to the studio. Show me how to put the songs together, you know. Gave me my first pen and pad. Like, listen, write a song. And I would sit in different sessions and watch how he created background vocals and how he arranged songs. And it just got me ready, you know. Like being a little guy in the studio with my older cousin, watching how he worked at a professional level, it prepared me to be ready at all times. And once I got to the age where I could perform on my own, I knew that was something I wanted to do. When I got out of school, I ended up going to the School of the Arts up here. And that changed my life, being around so many entertainers and art people and creative minds. It just pushed me, you know. And being on that stage, those bright lights, and being able to make people laugh and make them clap their hands to your rhythm and say your words, to me, that's more special than anything. So when I get on that stage, I try to show out, and God blessed me to give me the opportunity to be able to open for a lot of major acts and work with a lot of major acts. So I'm just trying to work hard. So when I do get on that stage and I'm shoulder to shoulder with some people who the world already view as great, it's like, wow, who is this guy? You know what I mean? And that's pretty much what I've been trying to do. Get on that stage. So no matter who it is, it could be, you know, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. They like, whoa, Michael Jackson was dope, but who is this T-Dash kid?
that's gonna be a tough win the match right now. You get
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I know. He's definitely my inspiration. But I just wanted to put it out there, meaning that okay. It don't matter who it is, you know, who I'm lined up with, I'm trying to go toe to toe and go hard.
Okay. I'm about to put you on the spot, man. I'm about to put you on the spot now. You say you gonna try to be like Michael Jackson. Can you do that on all that moonwalking, all that wrestling
that's
stuff?
That's confidence, though. That's confidence.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm the greatest Michael Jackson impersonator, but when they come to dancing, I do my thing. You know, the moonwalk. That's anybody who can really dance should be able to do the moonwalk. That's all footwork, you know, and balance, you know. So. Like dancing is another passion for me too. I've been doing that all of my life as well. So that's one aspect that's a part of my live show. Whenever when I perform on that big stage, I make sure that I have that live band, I have those dancers, my dance moves on point. So it's like, whoa, like it's not just me standing at a mic, bouncing back and forth, singing some words. Like I'm giving it to the people, that blood, sweat and tear type performance, you know. So yeah, I would definitely like to show y'all. You know what I mean? One day we got to book something. Bring me out there so I can show out for the Carolinas.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna have to get you together because they right now you say you could dance your way out the club. I gotta see.
Definitely.
You so silly.
I gotta see.
Yeah, man. I'm up for the test, man.
For sure, that's
so who you work with on this album?
On the album that I just released, on Changes?
Changes, yeah.
All right, well, I worked with Zachariah Tate. He goes by the name of Zeke. He actually produced about 75% of my album. He's a great young kid. You know, he's even younger than me. He's about 22 years old. He goes hard. Like, music is his life. I have over 100 instrumentals just from him alone in my laptop.
Ooh, you know,
wow.
So like he feeds me the beats. Like I have a great quantity of music where I don't never have to want for an instrumental. Like I can just open my laptop and I got heavy beats from him. So I was writing a lot on his production. I also worked with Midnight. That's an upstate producer. He's big. He's worked with a lot of big names: Bad Boy Entertainment, Battle Roy from Bad Boy Entertainment, Kyle Thomas. He actually produced the Caught Up track that's on my album. And like I said, I recorded the whole album with him, so that already put me in a mind state of putting out some good quality. I'm also worked with Willie Styles. He's a producer. He's out in Atlanta right now. He has a super, playing his super going on right now. The whole Louis movement. Before I even get off subject, I gotta put y'all on to the Louis movement. Y'all make sure y'all note that. Put that on the clipboard. All right.
Okay. I'm putting that on the clipboard.
We got Willie Styles. You got Midnight. You got Zeke. You got Sean Powell. You got Brandon Williams from Soundwave. I have a few features. You have Glory featured on one joint. My boy ASAP. I actually did a track. The last track on my album is a track with me and my brothers, my older brother and my younger brother. It's called Thank You. They're featured on that joint. My older cousin who hit me to the game, Sean Powell, he's the feature on the track that was sent to you guys. So Where My Head Is, did you receive that yet?
Sean
P, legend Sean P, he's featured on that. Who else? Am I missing anybody? French. So a girl, ill vocalist named French. She's on my What Would You Do track. Who else? Yeah, and my team of writers, you know what I mean? Like, I write a lot of my own stuff, but on that album, you know, I was around some creative people who gave their input, you know. I would like to shout them out, too. You got Reggie Royale. You got my older brother, I Styles Out, Star Child, Stephen Hatcher. My little brother, Kayshawn Powell. My lady, D, Delia Graham, she put a lot of work in. DJ 630, shout out to Damian Brown. He was one of the investors for the album. He actually helped me put it together. It was a teamwork thing, you know. And one of my mottos is teamwork makes the dream work. So you know, a lot of people be out here making it seem like it's all them, or you know, when you look at people on the TV, you're not seeing the team that's behind them. You're only seeing the person in the light. Me, I'm the type of person where when I get that light, it's like a mirror. I got the mirror up because I'm bouncing that light off me and throwing it back out because I know that it was more people behind me who made it work. And those are the people I want in my corner, because once you make it and get out there, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who just want to get in and steal your shine. I want those people who helped me create the shine. So while we in there and we getting it for real, I'm in a comfortable situation instead of being around people who I don't know what they're going to do with my life.
For sure. That's real talk. They take you for a ride. You don't want to get taken for a ride, because they will take you for a ride.
Definitely. So I definitely keep a strong team around me. Shout out to the Louis team, Genetics, Team Powell, Official. You know, like we definitely keep the movement strong. Shout out to the Black Camelot Royalty. It's a lot of people working to help me get to the point where the world know who I am.
Okay, for sure. Now this Louis movement, you say you want to touch on it a little more. Go ahead, touch on this Louis movement.
All right, now Louis is something that if you follow me, if you pay attention to what me and Royally Fly, which is Willie Styles, what we're doing. Louis stands for Living Underestimated, Winning in Everything. Again, that's Louie, and we always put the hashtag in front of it because it will be and will always be a trending topic. You know, living underestimated, winning in everything, that's our motto. We came from the bottom. We come from the gutter. We come from eating off the same plate. You know what I mean? Sitting in the house with no RG&E, creating games just to stay entertained, you know. So being that we come from the bottom, we always knew that we had a special gift, whether it was dancing, music, production, writing, whatever. So we created the Louis movement for the underdogs. It's for those people who live like kings, you know what I mean, already, before being crowned. I mean, and it's not a showboating type of thing. It's just for anybody. Anybody who feel like you're living underestimated, but you're winning and everything, you're Louis. To me, that single parent mother who takes care of her kids, pays all of the bills, got her own house, got her own car, she's Louis. You know what I mean? The guy who is only 25 years old, has 2 degrees, working and making a mark in the world instead of just being the average Joe, he's Louis.
Okay.
So that student who is only 14 years old, but, you know what I mean, going through all of that stuff at home, probably being picked on by bullies, but those grades is 4.0 and better every time. That's Louis. You know what I'm saying? So we created that movement for those people who have some. You're making something out of nothing. You know, we came from nothing, but we're making something. So that's why we're living underestimated. You know, people look at me, I'm short. You know, people look at me when I was small in middle school, like, man, yeah, this little guy, this, that, blah, blah, blah. But now those are the same people who follow me. Those are the same people who are buying tickets to my shows. And then some of the same people who talked about my sneakers are some of the same people who are putting money in my pocket. So I look at them and say, yes, I'm Louis, with my Louis shirt on. You feel me? Because you looked at me as I was nothing. But I took that nothing and made something.
Okay. For sure.
You know, like, whenever you see that, you know, that's the whole movement, man. And me and my team, we going hard on that right now because we want the world to know that it will be major, you know. There's
okay.
A lot of Louis people in the world, you know.
So, what kind of campaign y'all got for that, and what's your biggest plan? What's your biggest dream for that? As you can see, say from about two to three years from right now, where you see that going?
2 to 3 years, I see a lot because Royally Fly, Willie Styles, he produces music and he's also an artist himself. And you actually can check out his music on Dat Piff. He has the Life with Louis mixtape. That's where it was all introduced to the world. He released that Life with Louis mixtape to kind of give people an idea of who he is and what he represent as a general for the Louis movement. And where I see us reaching out to a large amount of people, you know, encouraging, inspiring, and motivating them, you know what I mean, to be more than just average. You know, I see us doing different events in different cities where we bring out the youth and we mentor them. We give them some entertainment. We show them all of the things that they love. The message before they leave is to be Louis, you know. Always go for the gusto, you know. Never settle for less. Never just be the average, you know. Always find something out of nothing. I mean, not to get spiritual, but, you know, God don't make mistakes. So a lot of people get sad and stuck into that situation instead of figuring out how to get out of that situation, you know. Somebody is sit around in the rain and cry just because it's raining instead of turning around and looking for the nearest cover that they could stand under and be dry. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that would be my goal for it, you know, for people to know what it stands for us to encourage, motivate, and you know, inspire the world to be more, to be better than the average, to be, you know, to get out there and get it, you know, no matter what it is, no matter what, if your back is against the wall, get out there and get it. So in 2 or 3 years, I see Louis clothing. I see the Louis Dance Studio, Louis Productions, Louis Entertainment. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see no cap on it at all. Louis Learjets, Louis Diapers, Louis Onesies.
Yes. You can put Louis on anything.
Everything. We stepping it all. We gonna have Louis Lace Fronts.
Oh, no, he did.
Yeah, I know you're going to have that chain. You got to have that chain, that Louis chain.
Oh, yeah. we got to get those. And see, me, I ain't really into the flashy. Don't get me wrong. Anybody with money gonna spend money.
Yeah.
But like I always been subtle. You know, I like beads. So like different custom beads and different stuff like that is what I'm into. So we definitely gonna have the Louis pendant out there. You know, shine on them a little bit. Trinidad James style. Mind
sure.
The afro.
For sure. Now, you got any shows or anything lined up in the near future?
Yeah, well, right now I've just been in the lab working on music, working on my comedy videos. I also do parodies. I gotta send you some of my parodies, bro.
Okay.
I remix different industry songs. The latest one I just did was "Adorn" by Miguel.
Okay.
I remixed that,
man.
And it's called "Afford." You know, he's talking about adorning the woman. I'm talking about not being able to afford the woman. You know,
okay.
There's a lot of women out here with that. You know, they have a acquired taste, should I say?
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of us men, a lot of us men ain't with it. Not to say that I'm not with it. It was a funny thing. You know, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you got to treat your lady. But we're living in a time where every lady want to be treated, and I just don't feel like every lady deserves to be treated.
Yeah.
You know,
don't deserve to be treated either. Hold up.
You're right. No, like I said, don't get it twisted. I'm not bashing the ladies. It's just a song for.
Oh, okay, I was
you know,
making sure.
Yeah, it's just a song for those women who you know, they want a little too much. They want a little too much, but they're not giving. They're not giving the same. You know what I mean? For example,
right.
You got those girls like, I want a man with a job, his own car, and his own house. But that's the same girl who is on unemployment, living on Section 8, and got a bus pass.
Right. I
feel you. Know what I'm saying? Like, so that's really what the song is for. And I'll send that to you immediately because I know the people are going to love that. It's funny. I'm really singing. And I think that the lyrics is crazy. I was working with another comedian by the name of Zach Johnson, and we came up with that joint. I also did "Bands That Make Her Dance." My remix is called "Stamps That Make Her Dance." Food stamps.
Oh hell!
So, yeah, yeah. And see, I already know you'll love it because you're laughing off the title. I'm gonna send y'all both of those. Y'all gotta rock though.
Hey, you gonna start some mess. Hey, you gonna start some mess with your music.
That's the point. That's the point. We gotta get people talking.
Hey, you gotta get them talking though. Sometimes you gotta make fun on so they'll come to reality.
Definitely. Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with a little comedy, man.
Hey,
I know a lot of people. You know, everybody ain't gonna take it the same way, but you know, I just put the disclaimer out there now. You know, it's just comedy, like the man talent say, it's just comedy, you know. Like I remix and I love writing, you know. So I try to get as creative as possible, you know. So that's just my little way to vent, you know. Instead of going in the studio and always being serious and writing those hits, you know, I take a little time and put some funny stuff together.
For sure, yeah, that's gonna be real fun. I gotta hear that.
yeah, we gonna send that over tonight.
Okay, for sure. Now, I'm trying to get on this track you sent over to me, Process, where my audio file taking a little minute. So if I don't get it on here tonight, I will play my next show.
But okay.
Hopefully, I get it on here tonight. It's I'm processing the audio now.
Alright.
Because it's kind of hard to process during the show, so...
Yeah, hopefully I get through. If not, you know, it's much respect, you know.
For sure.
As long as the people hear it, you know what I mean? I know they're going to love it.
Oh, it's going to get played.
Yeah, it's going to get played.
Just to give you a little insight on that, like I said, where my head is, you know, the title kind of explains it. You know, it's a song. It's an adult song. It's definitely for adults. Parental discretion is advised. It's about oral sex, I'll be honest. About oral sex.
Ooh.
It's like behind the metaphor for it is like, you know, like being that I'm a grown man and I wanted to write a song about oral sex, but I didn't want to be raunchy. I didn't want to cross lines. I wanted it to be a song that, you know, people can listen to and be like, what a great way to put it, instead of it just being like, oh, no, I got to turn that down when my daughter's in the car. You know what I mean? Like, it's very well put. It's very well worded. So it's like I wanted to show the people, show the women where my head is as a metaphor. Once you listen to it, you'll see exactly where I went with that.
Okay, but yo,
hey, Daddy, we got to get that played tonight.
Yeah, we
gonna get... look at you. She trying to speed up the process now.
Hey, I'm working fast.
She gonna make sure.
Can you
tonight.
Send that to my email? Hey. Can I get that to my email?
Yeah,
I'm working hard
as
over
soon as we done. As soon as we done, just send me your email. I'll send it direct. You can have it.
Please. I need that.
Yeah,
we about to get done. We about to get done right tonight.
I can't lie. That's one of the ladies' favorites, like, especially when I perform it, because I got a few special things that I do on stage that kind of gets the ladies going. But that's one of the ladies' favorites on the album. It's one of the ladies' favorites. They go in for that.
Okay.
Cat Daddy, hurry up.
Yeah.
She ready for that one.
Yeah. Who doesn't like that?
Right. And like I said, it's very classy. Like I'm not on there just you know going in, you know. Like I put the words together, very nice. And that's produced by JK Productions. That's a guy that I work with very closely. Like me and him are together in the studio at least 3 to 4 times a week. If we're not making some new stuff, we're recording, we're writing. We're just keeping our creative juices going and flowing. No matter what, we stay on top of it. He produced that joint and also is featured the legend Sean P.
Okay, for sure. Hey, how you split your time up? Because you got so many things going on. How you split your time up? Let's say a day, T-Dash. You got comedy right here. You got music right here. You got producing right here. How you balance all that? How you split that up?
Really, be honest, I'm still finding that balance. You know, like it's so much that I've been blessed with the opportunity and the ability to do. Like I'm still finding the balance where I figure out the timing. You know, because I'm a family man as well. You know, I love my family, and those are the people who inspire me the most. So I have to find time to be the family man, to be the comedian, to be the musician, you know. So I can't honestly say that, you know, I got my schedule down pat where, you know, I it's all flowing. You know, I'm still figuring it out. But it's a task. It's a task that I'm up for, but it's definitely a task.
Okay.
I stay busy. I can say that. Like every day I have something to do. But the way my mind works, my mind thinks so fast and so busy that I feel like if I stop, like I won't be doing something. You know, I feel like it's always something to do. Like, well, you know what? I didn't do enough today. You know what I mean?
Okay, for sure.
So being that I'm involved in so much, it actually balanced me out as a person because it keeps my mind moving. I might not be writing music, but I might be writing comedy. I might not have a show where I'm singing, but I'll have a show where I'm doing comedy. If I don't have a show doing comedy or singing, I'm teaching dance. If I don't have that, then I'm doing some inspirational speaking, you know. And whenever I have nothing, you know, those are the times I literally try to devote all to my family.
Okay, for sure. And that's real talk. All right, I got the song up loaded now, so we about to go.
We locked and loaded now, huh?
We got the
Turn up.
I'm about to put you on the spot after we get to this caller right here. Hey, caller, you on the line with Cat Daddy, my co-host tonight, Sierra Brown and T Dash. What it do?
Yo, what's going on, y'all? All I gotta say is y'all are funny. I've been tuning in this whole time.
Oh,
y'all,
man,
are hilarious. Y'all are hilarious.
Cat Daddy.
But anyway,
I'm gonna get this.
But just to make a long story short, this is Marvin. I was about to say, me and T-Dash go way, way back. So anything that he tell y'all, I could back it up 100%. But when y'all hear where my head is, y'all going to trip off of it because he did his thing on that. And it's true about everything he say in the song. But what I wanted to put out there is that me just knowing him for a very, very, very long time, this is going back to even middle school days, that he's always been a hard worker. He's always has been consistent writing and just always entertaining, not just the group of friends that we have, but our family in general. And I know that, you know, he's never stopped working. It's kind of like how, you know, how like Beyonce and a couple of other folks, you know, they've been consistently working since they was younger. He's one of those people. And this year, y'all just, he got a lot in store for y'all. I'm going to just let y'all know, just straight up.
Okay, for sure.
And we ready, too.
Hey, we ready.
So get ready for Where My Head Is. When I first heard that track, I said, wait. I had to play it again and then call him and say, were you talking about, like, I had to be like, for real? Oh, okay.
So
I had to make sure I was on the same
page.
I had to make sure I was thinking the right stuff before I'm like, hold on, I got to play this again. But, I mean, like, just the harmonies and, you know, just Sean P being on there and just how it was put together. And JK produced it, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But it's
Just Knocking Production.
Yeah, JK produced it, but the track alone is dope, and then just him and Sean on there with the lyrics and just the harmony and the organization of that whole entire track is definitely, it's dope, it's smooth, it's definitely, to me, it's a radio hit. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I've been there since the beginning. I'm going to be here to the end. I mean, we've been rocking out. We still going to rock out. So, I mean, it's definitely dope, though. So, y'all definitely got to get up on the movement.
All right, for sure. For sure, we about to check it out right now.
Yeah, hey, when y'all play that, man, one thing, you know, I'm going to give y'all the heads up. Listen to the wordplay, but pay close attention to the harmonies. If you're a music lover and you really dissect music, this is going to be something that you're going to fall in love with. Pay attention to the backgrounds, the vocals that's flying in the back. And if you guys don't catch it, I'll put you onto it after, but it's a lot going on in there.
You know, I'm going to catch it. I do surgery on music. This is what I do.
Right.
I do surgery on music. So
That's funny.
Hey, real, this that joint right now, where my head's at. We're going to get right back with y'all.
Exactly. Ooh-wee.
She got a leg wrapped around my shoulders. So you know where my head is. I'm having a conversation with your body. This is what she said to me. Baby, you say all the right things. Something important to tell you, but I'm not talking to your ears. Can I make an appointment with your body, girl? I promise I won't waste your time. Got every little thing that I'm gonna tell you, aiming for your brain, the girl upstairs ain't listening. So tonight I'm gonna put my lips on your lips and your eyes on my ears. Does that make it clear?
She got a shoulders.
Thank you.
Dash right there, certified banker. Hey.
I had to open a bottle on that one. Cat did.
Hey.
And what bottle would that be?
I'm drinking on some Moscato tonight.
Okay, that's what it is.
I'm smooth now, nothing hard.
Oh yeah, I can rock with that. Hey, you need to slow it down sometime. I can rock with that one.
Yeah, man, you can't
like
be hard
that.
All the time. Sometimes
yeah,
you gotta satisfy the ladies.
Yeah, you can't walk around with your chest out all the time.
Definitely not.
Hey, let some of the air out your chest.
You so stupid.
Hey,
but I feel you though. I hate them little fake ones that be trying to act like they can't be soft. Sometimes you can be soft now. Calm down.
Nah, man. See, I was raised by a strong, independent black woman. So, you know, she taught me that there's certain things you have to do, certain ways you have to be, in order to make those women happy. You know, and me being a singer, it would be totally wrong for me not to cater to my audience, and the majority of my audience is women, so I got to make sure they're happy.
Hey, for sure, yeah.
I like that.
You are gonna keep them happy with that one?
Oh hey. Yeah, I like the way you talk to them.
And they're gonna be happy in more ways than one with that song, right?
Yeah, they're gonna be happy.
Oh, Lord.
Hey. You're going to keep them happy, and then you're going to make them mad because, you know, you're going to make them happy, and then you're going to make them mad because, you know, I told them to get the hell off the bus with the food stamp card.
Okay.
it's a balance, though. See, I'm right in the middle.
You ain't going to be hungry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I like that, though. I like the melody, the production. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to JK Productions on that. Shout out to Sean P, the legend, for the feature on that. It was a great experience just putting that song together, you know. And to hear the outcome, it's like, you know, hard work pays off.
For sure, for sure. Hey, it do pay off. Hey, a little slow down. Hey, I like it though. I know you're gonna have the women going crazy with that one.
Definitely.
He already got me going crazy over here.
Yeah, she done cracked.
Yeah. She done cracked the bottle already.
Yeah, she done cracked the bottle.
I'm telling you, yeah. You got me over here sweating and all. Like, really? I wasn't expecting that, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now you gotta.
Yeah, I was not expecting that though.
Definitely. See, you got to catch them left field. You got to think out the box sometimes.
That's good.
I ain't going to lie. I thought it was going to be some old type or another type of vibe, and you put me on a whole other level. I wasn't even going to drink tonight. You made me go to the freezer.
Hey, well, take a shot for me, even though it's Moscato. Take two shots because it might not affect you as much.
Oh, nah. If you want me to drink something heavy for you, now I got the liquor bar now. Don't do that.
Right. Well, listen, take a shot for T-Dash because, you know, he got you sweating right now. You know, so
I am.
Only right.
I am.
It's only right. Ladies need to definitely get up on that Changes album. And it's way more, it's not just, it's a classic R&B album. Like, it's one of those, we call it, and go, you know, put it in and go. One of those CDs you just put in and ride out, no matter what you're doing. If you're cleaning the house, if you're just chilling, doing some homework, if you're riding out, put it in, and from track 1 to track 12, you're not going to press the skip button. You're going to listen to it. You're going to vibe to it because it's real talk. It's things that people go through daily. So it's not just your shake your booty. Shake your boot. It ain't, you know, like it's stuff that you can relate to, you know, and not to say anything versus that music because, you know, whatever can get people moving gets them moving, and you can't hate on that. But I like this album because it's classic music. Like, it's stuff that older people can listen to. Like, people don't listen to my music and be, oh, that boy is disrespectful. Even that song, even though I'm talking about oral sex, it's well put. So I that's what I like about Changes, because the whole album is that way. So, ladies, get up on that. Download that now.
They need to go download that now. Hey, I appreciate you coming on here with us tonight, too. Hey,
I appreciate the opportunity, man. Let's make it many more.
For sure, man.
Thanks Send me that file
anytime. Now, before you leave, go ahead and put all that contact information out there for the people. Now, this time, don't spell out the name. All
right, man. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, T-Dash, the Louie Kid. If you want to get in touch with me, you can hit me up on Twitter at T-MM, T-D-A-S-H-M-M. Follow me on Instagram. See what I be posting. I do a lot of crazy stuff. I keep you intact and where I'm at, what I'm doing. Instagram is at T_MajorMoves. That's T-D-A-S-H _MajorMoves. And all contact information, booking, all of that, hit me up in the Gmail, Toshman Powell, T-O-S-H-M-A-N, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, at Gmail. Or you can hit up my boy Marv, Black Camelot. You know, so just get with me. Bring me to a city near you, and I promise you, you won't be disappointed, no matter where it's at, no matter what stage it is, no matter
sure.
who the people are.
Okay, we gonna hold you to that. Hey, that track right now, I'm gonna keep that track in my rotation too, man.
I appreciate that, man. And after this, send me all of your information so I can keep you updated, because I definitely will make sure that every time I release something, whether it's a new musical single that's promoted for distribution or one of my comical parodies, you will be one of the first spots to get it. So we can do exclusives, we can promote the show, we can do whatever we got to do. But, you know, I definitely keep y'all in the loop, like firsthand.
All right, for sure.
Thank you.
For sure.
Definitely.
All right.
Well, yo, it was nice rocking out with y'all. Stay tuned, man.
All right, you have a good night.
Make major right. moves.
Come back anytime, man.
Yeah, you know. All right, stay tuned. Louie.
Hey, shouts out to T-Dash, man. Y'all go ahead out there, check him out. Hey, doing big things.
Hey, he got my head over his spinning cat, didn't he?
Made you crack a bottle.
I know. I'm sitting here like, I wasn't ready for that one. I ain't going to tell you no lie. It was too mellow. I said, hold up. He got me in the groove over here whining and dining, you know.
That's how it go down. Hey. What it do? You live on the air with Cat Daddy and my every other Sunday co-host, Sierra Brown. What it do?
What's good? What's going on? It's Millie Warbucks. What's good?
What it do, Millie Warbucks?
What up?
Welcome.
Hey, man. What's good with you, man? Hey, man.
Chilling, man.
You a busy man. You hard to find.
I got to stay busy, bro. You know how that go, baby. You got to stay relevant, right?
Yeah, you got to stay relevant. Hey, now, before we get started, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people.
You can check me out on www.yomilly.com. It's the website. Check me out on Twitter, MillieWarbucks1. You can check me out on Facebook. Check me on Instagram, MillieWarbucks. What else? SoundClick, MillieWarbucks. You know, Google, you know, whatever. You know, I'm always willing to hang out with my fans, man, on the internet and all that, hanging out, interacting. So just hit me up.
Okay, for sure. Now, you do tweet back, right?
Say it again?
I say you do tweet back, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. 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 Come right to the iPhone. They come right to the iPhone. No reason not to.
For sure. Now, what you got going on these days, Millie Warbucks?
Oh, man, you know, working, man. New video actually shooting on 16th. We got a new single dropping with my man Two Guns, Jamaican artist. It's kind of crazy. You know, shows, moving around, man. Moving around, touring, doing some shows in other states, moving around, hopefully be in the UK in August. You know, just keeping it moving, man, keeping it busy.
Okay, for sure. Now, what's your plans with this music thing?
You know, my whole thing, man, is to be the hottest, man, you know, for this 2013. You know, get my due. and you know, give the people what they've been waiting for. You know, bring it back, man, to that good music, you know, the hot music and the stuff that you know, keep people moving and people get people motivated.
Okay, for sure, for sure. I was reading up on you, checking you out. Hey, you got a whole lot of things going on, but you had to take a detour before you got here, didn't you?
Oh yeah. I had to take a detour, man. You know, but you know what it is, man. God's plan, man. He put us through things. You know, basically what I say, he don't give us nothing we can't handle. So you know, we did that. Did that time and came back, you know, more focused and more motivated, and you know, trying to just strive, man, for this goal.
For sure, for sure. Now, what's your goals for this music? What's your top? What's the top goal for Millie Warbuck?
You know, just you know, get the recognition, man. That you know, I can compete and I can go hard like the ones that's out. You know what I mean? The ones that's getting the recognition. It's just showing people that you know I present myself as one of the best. You know, when given the opportunity. So that's what it is. You know, when the opportunity is granted, just step up to the plate and do what I do.
Okay, for sure. Hey, we got some of these tracks over here. We're going to get right to them. And I'm about to throw to this old soul fly, and then we're going to get right back to you, Miller.
All right, sounds good, brother. Thank you.
For sure. Hey, it's Miller Warbucks right here, old soul fly. Hey, y'all, certified bank. Y'all going to like this track. I'm going to slow it down for you. Now, you about to get back on, speed it back up for you, and then I might slow it down. You already know what it is. It's your boy. Let's get it.
Yo, Merc, what it do? We just stand here free, you know? And do what we like to do. Yeah.
I don't know what these haters about, but I don't think they ready yet. I hear all the shit that come out their mouth, and it sounds so petty yet. Riding cause I'm so fly,
oh, so fly.
The chicks riding cause I'm so fly,
oh, so fly.
The kids dialing and I'm so fly,
oh, so fly.
Keep it moving to the coast, on by.
Nah. I don't pay him no mind. I don't give him no seconds. I don't give him no time. They see me back up on my grind. Back to the limelight. They hating on my shine. Contemplating, praying on my downfall. But I just keep scoring. Call me round ball. Ride around the town, y'all. In a new coupe. Got a mat. Rolls Royce drop head. Chicks enter, no voice, drop their head. Half a mil on the wheels, yeah, enough to set. Hammer on the lap cock, especially when the light turn red. I don't never sleep on me, you will never creep. Cock sucker, you die slow, my nine blow. Put you to sleep, dirt nap, this shit is deep. This ain't rap, boy, it's really street.
I don't know what these haters about, but I don't think they ready yet. I hear all the shit that come out they mouth, and it sounds so petty yet. Riding cause I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
The chicks riding cause I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
The kids dialing and I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
We keep it moving to the coast, on by.
Oh so fly, so they hating. I flow so dope, so that's why I made it. I'm oh so fly, so they hating. I flow so dope, so that's why I made it. It must be the crib. Hummer in the driveway, I took it how I live. Plus, the chicks are attracted. I'm being modest, I'm a chick magnet. Switch cash to the credit cards. Bag rubber band stacks in case times get hard. Flow Teflon, you can call me bodyguard. Whole team cock and shoot, nigga fuck a bodyguard. Diamonds clear like Fiji water. Invisible set, like we disappeared the border. Don't be upset, I came from pushing keys and quarters. Now I'm on the radio, requested by your oldest daughter. And I'm so damn excited. It's hard to tell y'all eating, but I got the itis. I'm full, and thanks to y'all, I'm so delighted. That's equal motivation, came from hate that you provided.
I don't know what these haters about, but I don't think they resting yet. I hear all the shit that come out they mouth, and it sounds so petty yet. Riding cause I'm so fly,
oh, so fly.
The chicks riding cause I'm so fly,
oh, so fly.
The kids dialing and I'm so fly,
oh, so fly.
done.
I flow so dope, so that's
it don't do nothing for you.
I'm oh, so
stop the hate.
So they
learn to motivate.
I'm so dope, so that's
just get this
paper,
right? Right?
I'm oh, so fly, so they hate.
Yeah.
I flow so dope, so that's why
Millie.
I'm oh, so fly, so they hate. I flow so dope, so that's why
it's
I
new year, y'all. Catch up. We gone. We taking off.
Certified banger white dog. You already know what it is. What it do, Millie Wall Boss.
Yeah.
Oh, so fly now. Hey, how did that joint come about, white dog?
Oh man, be honest, I was hanging out one night and producer hit me and I was in this club spot and he was like, yo, come to the studio, and I was just happened to be not far away and I stopped in, he played that joint, man, and we just laid it down, you know. It's like probably like, 3 a.m. And, we laid it down, right then on the spot. It was a good black call, me. You know, he could have gave it to anybody.
Yeah. Hey, he could have gave that one to anybody, but he gave it to the white person on that one.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
For sure, yeah.
I'm digging that, though.
Somebody else might have would have destroyed that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Hey, you gave it to the white press at 3 o'clock in the morning. You took the bait. Hey, now we
gotta get on. You know how it go, man. When you've been out hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, having a good time. Your adrenaline's already pumping. So it just so happened that he called me, and I was like, okay, cool. I'm on my way. So it kind of worked out.
For sure. That's what's up. And Diz, what you looking for on deal wise? Are you want to stay independent or you looking for that deal?
You know, man, we got a couple things working out right now, a couple meetings set up. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It got to be the right situation, for me. You know what I'm saying? The right situation, present itself, I'm all in, man,
Okay, for sure. Yeah, it got to be the right situation because you don't want to sign whole lot of cats be looking for deals, and they end up signing that slave deal, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah. And that breaks, number one, it breaks your confidence. You know what I'm saying? It puts you in a bad place. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not in no rush. You know what I mean? Like, if it happened, I'm blessed. I thank God every day. But if it don't, I'm still cool anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, we'll see how it play out is what I say.
For sure. Now, radio play, how have, besides internet radio, how the radio took Millie Warbucks?
Oh, good, man. I get love. My joint is spending a lot out in Africa, which is crazy. South Africa, Germany, and France, too. And a couple states, here in the States, too. So, it's been picking up, man. I'm blessed, like I said, man. I thank God every day for it.
Okay, for sure. Now, how you get, I done did a couple shows overseas, too, but how you get tagged in overseas like that so fast?
You know what happened? I went to a convention, man, and I go to a lot of DJ conventions, and I just linked with a lot of dudes, and I just kept that contact. And, and then after I would send them stuff, and, they'd get feedback, and then the one joint, like Also Fly, is one of the joints, actually. And they just loved it. And he was like, yo, send me a drop. Then the DJ from France and Germany, send me a drop, this, that, and the third. So that's how I went about. It just was content. You just stay in mutual with the contact. And they would hit me up for new music. And I still, to this day, I'm cool with them. And I slide them, new music and stuff.
For sure. That's how it started, network.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't do nothing without networking. You got the network. Anybody?
Networking is that's the key.
Yeah. Anybody think they can take over the internet by their damn self? Good luck to you.
Good luck. You'll be sitting there for days.
Good luck. Your computer burn out before you do. Trust me on that.
Okay, it's gonna catch on fire.
It's gonna catch straight on fire.
Yeah, so we plan on going over there, man, the UK in August. It looks like that's where the time is going to be. So we're going to go over there, a couple shows lined up. So, God willing, everything just fall in place, and we go down there and rip it down, and then come back home.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, any you got any collabos or anything going around right now? Or is just you just focusing on Millie Warbucks?
Now I got a couple joints, man, with a couple people right now. My man Two Guns actually is on this new single that we have, and he's a Jamaican artist from Jamaica, but he's real crazy. You got to watch out for him. Two Guns, one man show. I got a couple joints with a Virginia Richmond Rap, excuse me, from Skull. They used to be with Skull Gang, Joel's group. Me and him got a joint. And a few other people too, man. You know, a couple R&B artists and stuff like that. So I'm definitely still working with other artists, but my main focus is Millie Warbucks right now.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now who influenced your music, and what's your who your music cater to?
You know, influences, I feel like this, be honest with you, it's just everyday life influences my music. You know what I mean? It's encounters with people, you know, visions, things I go through. And, you know, coming up as a kid, I listened to everything. You know, even now, I'm listening to everything. So, you know, from Run DMC to, you know, Kool Moe Dee to Kool G Rap to Big, Snoop, Jay, whoever. So, you know, those are my influences. You know, and my catering is to everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody, I got something for everybody. You know, I don't try to stay in one lane. I try to, you know, keep it versatile for everybody.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Yeah, you got to keep it. You got to keep it versatile. You got to change it up, because if you don't, it's good luck to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good luck to you. Now, my next question is as far as getting the music out, selling the music, how that go about?
I did the online distribution through iTunes, and as well as had a deal with Transworld, which is FYE stores, so distribution deal with them. So, you know, anywhere there's a FYE store, online, offline, you know, the distribution deal was with them. Now we're just working on a new avenue as far as the distribution is concerned now. But our in-stores was through Transworld Entertainment, FYE.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, what it do? Hey, you guys want to
go ahead
with Cat Daddy, Sierra Brown, and Millie Warbucks?
Yeah.
Now they say I got one more track over here. It's heavy, though.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, you see, you got hype by this. You got to talk about this one.
Yeah, he really got hype on that one too.
Yeah.
Yo, that heavy did joint, man. Man, I love that joint. You know, and I'm real critical of my own music, but you know that heavy did joint was just one of them joints, man. That I took every experience mentally, everything, every spot I done hit, from Miami to the Georgia down to Texas, you know what I mean? And I seen so much, you know, so much down there, so much love from these people down there, you know, all the way to the West Coast. So it's like, yo, I just had to give it back, you know, on a heavy day joint. You know, just that type of feel, that vibe, you know, that energy.
Okay. We're about to get to it, and then we're going to get right back to you, Miller.
No doubt.
Heavy, though. Yeah, let's get it.
I'm heavy there. I'm everywhere. I'm heavy there. Yeah, I'm heavy there. I'm everywhere. I'm heavy there. I'm everywhere. You ain't never there. I'm heavy there. I'm everywhere. I'm heavy there. You ain't never there. I'm heavy there. I'm everywhere. Huh? And you ain't never there. Bitch, you know I'm heavy there. They know me everywhere. Diamond chain, good to this. You can see it very clear. Study shining in my ass. Money is in the air. I must agree with the critics. Yep, this is my year. I'm heavy there. I'm heavy there. Diamond very clear. They know me everywhere. I'm heavy there. I'm heavy there. Diamond very clear. They know me everywhere. I'm riding round. I got it now. That black car looks so exotic, wow.
a hundred, bank out running. Got the game on lock. I see you looking. I'm something new in here. WGF, they like what he doing here. My flow is tight, right? Like there's a Jew in here. All the haters outside. This ain't no room in here. Bitch, you know I'm heavy there. And they know me everywhere. Got me saying good business. You can see it very clear. Study shining in my air. Money is in the air. I must agree with the critics. Yep, this is my year. I'ma pose now with the next nigga bitch. You know these hoes wild. Few chromed out binges. Cause I brung that rose out. This what brings other bitches. High heels and toes out. Ass fat to death. It shake whenever it steps. Got that salt and pepper mentality, girl. Let's please talk about sex. Cause there's no need to be shy. Girl, I'm that guy. Hot, some say fire. Brooklyn to shot. I am heavy down in Texas. All the way to MI. My necklace, I tie nothing but fly. Some say I'm reckless, cause all the money I spend and all the shit that I buy, do you know where the hell I've been? I came from that gutter, couple years in a pen. No, I ain't stutter, bought my paper, nigga, fuck friends. Cocaine, white Bentley, licorice, black Benz. Considered a loser all my life, so it's my time to win, huh? Bitch, you know I'm heavy there, and they know me everywhere. Diamond chain, good business, you can see it very. Study shining in my air, money is in the air. I must agree with the critics. Yep, this is my year. I'm heavy there. I'm heavy there. And time is very clear. They know me everywhere. I'm heavy there. I'm heavy there. And time is very clear. They know me everywhere. Everywhere.
He's certified banger.
I like that, Cat Daddy. Like, that's turned up.
Yeah, that's turned up. Hey, gotta be a certified banger to get on here with Cat Daddy.
Good looking, man.
Yeah, I like that. I like that beat.
Hey, for sure, I like that, man. Keep giving me that fire, man.
You know what, man? I got you. The next joint you're going to really love, man. I promise you that. I'm going to send it right over to you, too.
Okay, for sure. Now, what's the next joint? That's on the lock and key.
Yeah, it's a lock and key. But for you, I'm gonna send it to you. You know what I mean? And you're gonna, and it's gonna be something very enjoyable that you're gonna be like, yo, Millie, you took it there, and that's certified. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I got you covered.
For sure, I'll be waiting on it. No. For the people that don't know Millie Warbucks, what you want the people to get from this interview tonight about Millie Warbucks?
I'm a humble dude, man. You know, I'm very appreciative. I'm humble. I'm not a standoffish type dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm also, you know, I'm a dude that, you know, I've been through it. You know what I'm saying? I really lived this. Like, there's no gimmick. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm real. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, man, I show love. The love I get, I show it back. And I want my people to know that. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for some music that's going to take it there, I got you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry. Because it's a lot of gimmicks going on. We already know. So I'm gonna bring the authentic back to this music thing, for real, for real.
For sure, yeah. Because I can when you listen to music, you can really tell the true pain and the true words in the music.
Yeah, I
feel that with yours. Now, some cats, they get on there and they start rapping about this and that, and you don't feel that.
But when right.
You can take me there. I see it right here. Oh, okay, yeah, I see that. I ain't do that. I ain't do some of that, but I see that right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Right.
I can relate to it, but some of these cats out here now, they just be, yeah, I was on the block on Twitter, and you about to get indicted over a bag of weed.
That's number one is going to happen. You'll get indicted and locked up the next day after your YouTube appear. You right. And this is what I say, right, man. This is what I always say, man. The real don't have to talk about it. You feel it in the aura.
You know what I'm saying? You was feeling they aura. I ain't got to rap about how real I am. You know what I'm saying? You know, because a lot of real ain't going getting locked up. Real ain't going to jail. Real is taking care of your kids and your family. You know what I mean? Providing right. and being a fan. So that's real. You know, that's what I'm about. Real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to go back to jail for nobody. So at the end of the day, it's like, it's about real right now. Doing what I got to do to provide for my family. So, and that's where I stand with it. So, you know, I always was taught, man, by the older OGs, was like, yo, man, if you real, you ain't got to tell nobody how real you is. They going to feel it.
They, yeah, they going to feel it from jump street.
You right, dog.
Hey, you can weed them out. Weed them out a mile away.
Absolutely, absolutely, because you can look at what they say. You look in a person's eyes, and you can see it all. You know, they pain,
yeah.
they struggle,
your eyes
you can see it all. Your eyes tell it all, so... That's why I always look a man in it or whoever in their eyes, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I want them to feel my pain and see it, you know what I'm saying? And understand, like, I do this for y'all who can relate. And that's plain and simple. Everybody's been through something.
Yeah. Everybody been through something, yeah. You ain't got to lie. You ain't got to lie about it. Your son might not been bad as somebody else's son, but, you know, everybody went through something. Just don't go out there and get your ass fucked up over a bag of weed.
A half a gram.
You going to do 3 years for a half of them gram of your snitch.
Yeah, I agree. You know what a lot of dudes, they don't understand it, man. They just, you know, my whole thing is, you know, it's not about putting words together and rapping. You know, that's not what this is about. You know what I mean? It's about telling the story and giving people a platform to relate to and really say, yo, I went through that. Oh, yo, I understand that. My uncle, my pops went through that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, now I can really envision it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I call my, I got a name for my music. It's called Motion Picture Music because it's like, you can see it. You know what I'm saying? You look at track from track and you'll see exactly what it's really about through each song. And I guarantee you, it's something, Cat, that you'd be like, yo, I feel, I've been through that. You know what I'm saying? That's real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's just that real, man. You know what I mean? And I appreciate the love y'all showing me tonight. And, you know, definitely, you know, I'm thankful.
For sure, man. You already know. Hey, as soon as you get them new tracks, hey, shoot them to me. I'm about to inbox you my email.
Okay.
So, soon as you get them new tracks, shoot them to me. Hey, you come back through anytime, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all, man. It's been nothing but love, man.
For sure. Them tracks right there going to stay in rotation, too, man.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
For sure. Now, before I let you go, you want to put that contact information out there one more time for the people?
Yeah, no doubt. You can check me out on www.yomilly.com. You can also check me out on Millie Warbucks 1 on Twitter. SoundCloud, Millie Warbucks, Facebook, Millie Warbucks, Instagram, Millie Warbucks. So, ain't no reason why you can't holler at me, man. You can find me on any of these networks, and, you know, I tweet back, I message back, I do all that. So, you know, hit me up.
Okay, for sure, man. You already know, man. Appreciate you coming, man.
Thank you. Have a great night, man, and I'll holler.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Peace.
Shouts out to Millie Warbucks, man. Y'all go ahead and go check him out now. Hey, he doing his thing big time. Hey, that was a certified banger, too.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm fly. I'm doing that.
980, you live on the air. What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
Prince Charlotte in the building.
What's up,
Prince Charlotte?
What it do? I've been listening for the last two. I like what's going on. I like it. I like especially Billy Walbuck. That nigga be blanking. He was blanking.
So, Prince Charlotte, let them know. Give them your information. Let them know that you're an artist too from Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm an artist out of Charlotte. Prince Charlotte, Wham Bam, a.k.a. Wham Bam Goddamn. You can find me on Twitter, Wham Bam Goddamn, Facebook, Prince Charlotte, Instagram, Prince Charlotte, Twitter, Wham Bam Goddamn, see what else. Tweet my song, Prince Charlotte, Jet Piff, Prince Charlotte, it's everywhere. You can Google me, Prince Charlotte, it'll pop up everything. That's the way to do it.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Know what you got going on, for sure.
Nah, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. Shout out to my nigga Jay Hill and Kalimo and Mr. Marcus, Bellboy Music Group Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? We got something going on right now. I'm also doing my single stuff. I got a couple videos out there.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Well, you
got a show for CIAA, right?
Yeah, well, I still ain't found out all the information yet on it, so I guess we probably ain't saying nothing about that until we find out everything. But I know we supposedly having something going on. I think it's probably the 8th. I'm not sure.
Okay,
for sure.
You have to get your music. You got to get your music to Cat Daddy and let Cat Daddy, you know what I'm saying, see what you're working with, Prince Charlotte.
Oh yeah, you know it.
Yeah. I'm gonna dissect it now.
get my information or send me your Gmail or whatever, your email, and I can send you everything.
Okay, you got a pen and paper ready? I can give you that right now.
Matter of fact, I do. Okay, hold up.
But yeah, you know, Cat Daddy, we gonna getting ready for CIAA down here in Charlotte. So I hope you definitely come through and rock with us for CIAA.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be.
Hey, my email is larry.marshall50@yahoo.com.
You said Larry?
Yeah, period Marshall.
What was the rest of it?
50@yahoo.com.
Okay. Okay, okay. But when you see mine come up, it's going to say Mr. Wham Bam on there.
Okay, for sure, for sure. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I definitely going to send you something tonight, though.
Okay.
You got any shout-outs or anything?
Yeah, shout out to my whole crew and my whole side of town, Exit Foes, you know what I'm saying, Black Royal family. Shout out to Tony Swisher, the production, Ildot Productions down there in Atlanta. Shout out to Miss LB, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Colleen Moe and Mr. Marcus and Jay Hill, the Bell Boys, you already know. And shout out to my family.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you coming on for the call, man.
You know it, man.
Thank you for calling, Prince Charlotte.
All right.
All right, good night.
The show ain't over yet. 347-945-7629. Go on here and get your shots out of here. Call Chris, son. Hey, I'm going to go to this certified banger right here from the gym now. Twinning top. I done messed up his song.
Oh, Lord, Cat Daddy, get it together now.
Yeah, I think they're right. Cat Daddy about sleeping.
Yeah, I told you, can't be hanging out. I got to work the next day.
Hey, that's how it go down. Hey, let's get it.
Bomb Squad. Candy with the beat.
Sometimes 21, I'm like, yeah, girl, you got grown. Stop, get it right, get a M-O-N-E-Y. When I step up in the building, watch me make the shit pop. Shorty on my top, I'm a go-getter. Cause a nigga hot, trending topic on Twitter. Teamwork, make the dream work. Retweet. She drop a low, slow, team twerk. Bottles on deck, my niggas rolling up the sour. Twitter going crazy, I've been here for an hour.
Some Percocets ain't working yet, but I'm drunk enough. Shorty got that ass, she looking back like she wanna hunt. Plus I just spent like 50 racks with a bar rat. Now I'm feeling crazy cause they playing shorty all that. I said that I was horny, she be tweeted. She be on some freaky shit, so I know she the freaky. It's no shame in her game cause I throw bills, she shake bunches. Not that I pay her, that's just how I thank her.
Won't stop, get a guap, get a M-O-N-E-Y. When I step up in the building, watch me make the shit pop. Shorty on my top, I'm a go-getter. Cause a nigga hot. Trending topic on Twitter. Hashtag teamwork, make the dream work. Retweet. She dropping low, slow, team twerk. Bottles on deck, my niggas rolling up the sour. Twitter going crazy, I've been here for an hour. Trending topic, I'm the trending topic. Trending topic, I'm the trending topic. Trending topic, I'm the trending topic. Trending topic, I'm the trending topic.
The 20 top is doing had certified banger.
Oh, you already know.
Yeah, that Moscato got you over there, don't it?
Shut up.
Hey.
Just a little bit, Cat Daddy. Just a little bit. Just enough to put me to sleep after the show.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, as long as you sleep good, that's what it do.
Oh, yeah, I ain't going nowhere. I'm in my house. I'm comfortable. I'm good.
Hey, you good. Hey, that's what. Hey, this week, though, hey, your boy Cat That Is on tomorrow with a little countdown show. I got a whole lot of new music I got to break in. I got some cats from Charlotte, Cardinal Welkers. I got to get their music out, dog. They been waiting on your boy Cat That Is. I just ain't had. I've been so booked up, backed up. Had time to get too much new music out, dog. So I got some new joints.
Oh, yeah, they go hard, too.
Yeah, yeah, I got a whole lot of new joints. I got about three, four, and eight new joints. I'm going in on their music tomorrow. Then I got a new joints, two new joints from David Champion. But I'm about to break one of his new joints in tonight. Hey.
Cat Daddy, somebody just hit me up. They want to know if they can call in tomorrow to get a list of the events that they got going on for CIAA. They got a lot of stuff going on for CIAA.
Yeah.
They want to call in. So, Phil, if you're listening, you know, it's the goal. You can call in tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, we about to
know all of the events.
Yeah, we about to book you down now. You in the book. Hey. I come on at 9:30. Ask them what time you want to come by.
Probably 9:30. He hit me back. I just hit him. So hopefully 9:30. So they got a whole lot. So shout out, like I said, to Ty Stats, to the Hitmaker. They got a whole lot of going on from Thursday up to Sunday. Parties, after parties, day parties. So they're definitely going to come through with a full list. So make sure y'all support, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, promote, network, and support our community. You feel me?
For sure. So, yeah, I'm going to be looking forward to him calling. But, yeah, I got a whole lot of new music coming out. So, hey, tune in to the Mar Show, but make sure you tune. Hey, check this show if you I know you, if you don't hear tonight, you're going to want to check this show again because this show is crazy tonight. So make sure you check this show out too. You can always check out all my old shows in my archive. Hey, I won't disappoint.
Yes, one more thing, Cat Daddy, while I got a chance, because you know I like to be quiet. Artists, if y'all listening, I'm having a showcase I'm putting together in June. So if y'all want to be a part of it, submit me y'all music, you know, to bosslady948@gmail.com. If you want to sponsor, hit me up. Let's network, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's always best to come together, but I'm trying to get a lot of A&Rs, producers, DJs, a lot of people in the business so, you know, you can build up your network team. So make sure y'all stay tuned for a lot of more details to that, too, though.
For sure, yeah. Don't stay tuned for that. I might small help sponsor that one.
Yeah, you know, that's how we get down. We support each other.
Yeah, I'm going to need a sponsorship on that one. The logo had a good man. We'll talk about it when it's on. Yeah, I'm gonna need a cat. They're gonna need a sponsorship on that.
That's how we get down. So make sure y'all artists, you know, say y'all network. You know what I'm saying? Reach out to me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, bossladies948@gmail.com. If y'all can't reach me through there. You know what I'm saying? Hit up Cat Daddy. He not to reach out to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't hard to find.
I damn sure ain't hard to find.
Just Google me. When that girl say that night, Google me.
Just Google me. That's all you gotta do is Google me. You gonna find me. Hey, it's your boy Cat Daddy with my co-host, hey, Sierra Brown. What it do? Hey.
Hello?
Yeah. Let's get it.
FlawlessTrack.net.
Nigga get money, but I don't see it though. Nigga get money, but I don't see it though. Pure property, that's all a nigga throw. Pure property, that's all a nigga throw. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Pure property, yeah, that's all a nigga throw. Pure property, yeah, that's all a nigga throw. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Niggas acting funny, cause I'm getting dope. NY nigga, I play OT. I'm a NY nigga, I play OT. I'm down in GA, I'm on my silly grind. I'm getting to the money, cause money on my mind. Pure property, that's all a nigga know. Real nigga, she, that's how a nigga roll. She say she like my swag, she said I'm too fly. She wanna fuck the kid, she know I'm too live. Real nigga, I am that. That life dog, I've been about that. That trap life, I still live that. I done took the loss and jumped right back. Now I'm gonna change the buggy. That cash flow just coming. They riding all the studies. Wasn't with me when I wasn't. Now I'm everywhere, they never there. They mad, and I don't even care. Getting heavy drop, it will never stop. Getting heavy drop, it will never stop. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Pure property, that's all a nigga throw. Pure property, that's all a nigga throw. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Pure property, that's all a nigga throw. Pure property. That's all a nigga throw.
Pure guapity. That's all a nigga throw. A nigga got your bitch. Got your bitch. She on that boo. Do anything for Jeff. She love a nigga. She love a nigga. Fuck my nigga. Fuck my nigga. And we can do it. I'm a different nigga. You right, boy. Then we getting money,
You right, boy, niggas ain't getting it.
Yo, guap, we getting it. Yo, hub, boy, I need that. Yo, city, boy, I need that. Yo, trap, already got that. Move the gate,
move the coast. Even got a few niggas sniffing coke. Niggas want loud, but I don't sell the shit. I need a home, I'm addicted to it. Getting money, I'm addicted to it. Holding guns, I'm addicted to it. Wish a nigga would dig a ditch for him. Real nigga rap had to give it to him. Moving that product, boy, I've been doing it. Playing OG on my bench, doing it. Fucking these hoes, boy, I've been doing it. Y'all getting money, I don't see that. Y'all got go up, I don't see that. Real niggas hold big guns, hold guns, DOS, that gang, that gang. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Pure property, that's all a nigga throw. Pure property, that's all a nigga throw. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Niggas get money, but I don't see it though. Pure guapity, that's all a nigga throw. Pure guapity, that's all a nigga throw.
Girl, you know that I'll be there for you. You know I wanna be your man. Baby, you know that I'll be there for you. I'll love you the best I can. Girl, you know that I'll be there for you. You know I wanna be your man. Baby, you know that I'll be there for you. I'll love you the best I can, yeah, yeah.
Been watching you for a minute and I'm sticking kinda hot.
Came through.
AT Dash came, man. He said, Hey, started you to drink.
He outdanced Michael Jackson, didn't he?
Yeah. He started you to drink. Hey, can't forget about my boy Miller Warbucks. He doing this thing. See, he puffed back and he put the air back in your chest.
So what a real man supposed to be, right? That's what he say.
Put the air back in your chest.
Okay.
You already know what it is, hey. That's right. Hey, see how the way it is this week. Charlotte, North Carolina is about to be crazy.
Make sure y'all be safe out there. Don't spend all your money, like I said, because your bill's still gone. Don't waste all your tax money. Don't be trying to ball at no rental car that's not yours. You know. But if you see me in the club, make sure you buy me a drink, though. You can, you know, spend your money on buying me a drink.
Yeah. I will be somewhere. We'll be somewhere in Charlotte by Friday or Saturday. You know, care that I don't get to the club to ball. I don't go to the club to ball 1 o'clock. I had a catastrophe.
Don't booty call out, Cat Daddy.
Hey, I had a catastrophe at Myrtle Beach, so I go to the club late now. And I said, because I had a catastrophe.
What happened?
It was a natural.
You got a few seconds.
Hey, it was a natural disaster. I needed a
week. So why you going on the late night, though? Why does it matter?
I needed FEMA. Hey, I had a catastrophe.
Was a dead bad.
Yeah, I needed all state. I needed nationwide. I needed all.
Wow.
With a club, hey, Myrtle Beach, Bike Rally. Went to the club with about $400. I think I had like $450. I'm glad I got the rest of my money in the room, cause I walked out that club with that.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I went in the club about 11:30, 12 o'clock. That's why I refused to go in the club no later than about 12:45, 1 o'clock now.
But, Cat Daddy, you know, this weekend, the clubs are staying open until like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That's my type party right now.
So make sure, you know, when you come down, you be ready to party. I know you're not driving back when you come, right? You're not driving back, right?
No, I can't do that no more. I'm too old for that, no. I can't do
it. I'm about to say, I hope not. I'm about to say, you know,
No, I already got my spot. I got a brother and a sister staying in Charlotte, so I'm straight.
Oh, okay, so you good.
Yeah, I'm good.
You have to let me know where you partying and I come through, you know, kind of.
For sure, yeah. I'm going to be somewhere. I ain't hitting the town of like Friday or Saturday. And then
so you going to be here the whole weekend?
Yeah, pretty much the whole weekend.
Okay. But you be right back Sunday, right? So make sure you, right?
Yeah, I'll still be, I got business. And hey, I got to get back to work. Sunday, I got to get back to work.
So make sure y'all tune in Sunday, even though, you know, y'all might be tired. We still will be live on the air, so Cat Daddy still be live on the air, so tune in.
Yeah, because I already got some people booked up for Sunday, so I got to get back.
So what we got, who coming through Sunday?
I got my man G Pierce, he got a new artist he going to bring through here. And then I got a cat out of Australia named Eazy-E. You probably seen I had Mo, one of his artists is on here named Mo, but he the CEO on Easy on Money Production. I had Mo
okay.
on here Monday, yeah. I had Mo on here last month. So the CEO coming on.
So we going international. Fuck yeah. Underground. We going international now, y'all. Australia.
Yeah.
So y'all network. Make sure y'all tune in.
Yeah.
We're not dealing with no more local jokers. We networking. You know what I'm saying?
We going to Australia. We going to Australia. You know
okay.
What I'm saying? You already know what it is. Hey, yeah. So you stay tuned for that. We going to Australia. I was supposed to go last week, but we couldn't get the phone situation right, because they're trying to call out of country. That's, it's crazy. So.
Oh, yeah, and it's crazy when you go to, because I went to Africa, like 2 years ago, and I was trying to come home. It's not easy as you think it is. We can call each other here, so, you know, we fortunate, you feel me?
Yeah, so trying to get this country code white is hard, but yeah, that's right. I got GPS in there, I got Eazy-E. Hey, they both on coming through. Hey, he coming live from Australia, so I can't wait to see what he got talking about. So you already know what it is. Hey, appreciate you coming on here with me tonight.
Oh, most definitely, you know, every other Sunday. You know, like I said before, artists is that, you know, I have a showcase I'm trying to put up. We're going to have money giveaways, you know what I'm saying, maybe some airplays or whatever. So make sure y'all send y'all music to bosslady948@gmail.com. Give it, you know. Can I give a couple shout-outs real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. You already know what it is.
You know, definitely want to get a shout-out to Renu, my boss. You know, that's my dog. Y'all make sure y'all go check out his single, Do It, also his video. DJ Truesdell, Pinewood, ENT, everybody that's in the, you know, doing their movement that's positive, you know, especially shout out to Prince Charlotte for coming through, you know. I tagged him and he called in, so I appreciate you coming through, you know, rocking. He said he was on the line the whole time, so much love. Everybody that's traveling to Charlotte this week, y'all be safe. You know, when y'all, even the people that's here in Charlotte, y'all be safe, you know. People out here crazy. Pat Daddy, especially you, you know, we hold it down every other Sunday. So I'll be on here, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. So make sure, even if I'm not on here, tune in. Support the movement, you know.
For sure, for sure. Appreciate you. Hey, another banging show. Hey, y'all can get at me too. Larry.Marshall. 50@yahoo.com. Hey, Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook, Cat Daddy Marsh on Twitter, 336-926-6386. You call me anytime, but don't mean hey, appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. About to take y'all with a banger. Hey, catch me tomorrow night. I got a whole lot of new music. Got new music out of Charlotte from Cardinals on Cardinal Welkers. Another hot joint from my boy David Champion. Then I got some more stuff out of St. Louis. I got some stuff in from St. Louis, Chicago, and Detroit to break in. So tune in tomorrow. You already know what it is.
Good night, everybody.
Let's get it.
Hey, Shaw, you crazy for this one, bro. Yeah.
Shawty, I'm liking how you look with them sliders on. I'm just confident that you can compliment a boss. You ain't gotta change a thing, cause that dress looks painted on. You got your Fendi, LV, and Remy on your own. So if you wanna, we can do it. Anything you like, just say you're with it. Yeah, if you want it, we can get it. Anything you like, make it official if you're rocking with me.
Make it a
beneficial. You should be my referee, girl, you blow my whistle. I can't deny the fact I'm trying to see what you be into. You could jump inside my coupe and forget about him and Reynolds. What you saying? Stop playing, stop acting like you don't know me. I'm on your top, you with your girl, that's ironic, I'm with the homies. Said you're rocking with me and she fucking with y'all and the other already. Fucking for check my nigga Brody, what's up?
Party just started, Bacardi all in my cup. Parking lot pimping, we really getting them bucks. Shorty's so exquisite, I'm really trying to get hurt. Even though I'm 50, my vision is kind of blurred. Mommy, what you drinking? We really buying the bar out. A-list status, we really bringing the stars out. Valet parking, they really bringing the cars out. This star, yeah, my team, we about to fall out.
Checking out on the Underground Talk Radio, Cat Daddy Radio. Hey, you already know what it is. Hey, check that out tomorrow night. Same backyard, same time, same place. Hey, appreciate you tuning in. It's your boy.